Lord Jesus, save us from ourselves, please. Amen. Well, the Lord has been correcting me, and corrections are always painful. I came into prayer just a little wobbly, and I said to Our Lady, Mother, I am here, but what a mess. And she answered me right away, and she said, take your eyes off your mess and do what is right when it is right. And focus now on the world and what little part you have to play to help out. The devils would have you tied up in condemnatory knots. I would have you praying for the world, and most specifically, the unsaved who will have no time to repent. I'm not trying to be harsh with you, daughter, but I do need you to change your focus and put it on those who are suffering the very worst that war has to offer. I appreciate your efforts. Just keep them in prayer. Mother, I don't know how to find the time to be with them and the other duties that are required. And she said, just do your best, your very best, especially not to get sidetracked. He will be pleased with that and assist you as you press in. If it be possible, let this cup pass from me, is what I heard in the background. And she answered that because we were all praying the rosary, and that was the mystery that we were on. And she said, that is where he's at in this moment. Oh, what a tough decision this is. The repercussions are massive, but it is time to cleanse the earth to prepare for his coming. Claire, she said softly, do not worry. You will pass this test. It has been a long time coming, and it's his last-ditch attempt to bring you into the very perfect center of his holy will. You can do this with our help, but turn your motherly heart to those who are perishing, both here and in Europe. The world has never known the kind of tragedy that is being forced into by Satan. Never before have we had such weapons of mass destruction. I know it is not a reality for those living here in America, but it will be very soon. This is what you're preparing them for. I do want you to inject some hope into the channel. I wish for those who have experienced heaven to share those experiences with the heart dwellers worldwide. They are greatly in need of hope, even now as we speak. Pray most of all for correspondence to grace, that graces will not be wasted, but cherished and nurtured, protected. All of you need to exercise more and more care in corresponding to grace. This is a most precious gift of God to carry you through the toughest trials. As you correspond, you grow in virtue and become more and more like Jesus, growing every day in virtue and capable of surviving the toughest trials with your heart and eyes on helping others. As you serve them, more and more graces are heaped up within them, and they grow in holiness or come to the Lord at the last moments of their lives.